Parak Zion, Mishnah Zion. HaPesach, the Korban Pesach, Shenizrach Damo, that you shechted it and you spritzed the blood on the Mizbeach, V'achkach Nodesh Utame, then you found out, after you already, you know, shechted it and you spritzed the blood on the Mizbeach, you found out afterwards that the blood was Tame, or the meat was Tame. So now what? Was the Korban a good Korban or was it not a good Korban? So there's a special halacha that Hatzitz Meratza. The tzitz was the golden plate that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, and it had a special power, a special koach, that it would atone for this kind of circumstance and keep the carbon as a kosher carbon. But what about nitma haguf? If the owner of the carbon became tamei, that means, you know, they brought the carbon, and then afterwards they find out that the owner was tamei. So now, einat tzitz meratza, this golden plate, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, would not atone for the person. And you'd have to bring a new carbon, you'd have to wait for the Pesach Sheni and bring it the next month to bring his carbon. Because Chazal said, Hanazir e Nazir, right? A Nazir refrains from wine, from haircuts, and from touching tamei meis, from becoming tamei from a dead person. So either a Nazir or a Osei Pesach wanted to bring his carbon Pesach, that after they bring their carbonos, they find out that they were tamei during the time of the bringing of the carbon. So the tzitz will only atone and make their carbon good if it was the carbon that became tamei. They found out after they brought it that the carbon became tamei, or the blood was tamei, and they didn't know about it. So then it's okay, and both of their carbonos are fine. But if they themselves were tamei, so then it doesn't, you know, their carbon's no good. The Pesach guy would have to bring his carbon Pesach the next month for Pesach Sheni, and the Nazir, you know, he'd have to start this whole process over. And normally a Nazir has his period of Nazir is 30 days. So he's going to have to start all over again and start his Nazirus again as a new. And then when he's done, you know, bring the carbon and start over. What about Nitma Tumas at the home? If after they brought the carbon Pesach, they found out that the owner of the carbon did become Tamei, where normally the Tzitz does not atone for them, but they became Tamei from Tumas to home. Tumas to home is a special halacha that if they became Tamei from a dead body that was deep, deep in the earth that no one knew about, for some reason or another, we say that a Tzitz is Maratza, this golden plate on the Kohen Gadol, the Tzitz, will atone for them and make it that their carbon is still good. How this works, I'm not sure. If they bring it down, that's halacha l'moshe misinai, which means that it was a law given to Torah at Har Sinai, and it's a special, you know, special window that they have, that if they became tummy, they found out that they were tummy after they brought the carbon from a specific kind of tumma, where it was tumma from the depths, from a dead person that no one even knew about deep in the ground. So then we see the tzitz atones for them and their carbon still works. Okay, interesting halachas, new concepts, and that's Mishnah Zion. Mishnah Ches. What happens? So now you brought your carbon, you know, and, you know, it was tahar and everything's okay. But you go home, and then, you know, nitma shalim, your carbon, the whole carbon, arubai, or most of the carbon, goes out, you know, you're not careful with it, and it touches a dead body, and the whole thing becomes tamei. So now what? So now, you're ready, you know, you brought it the right way, and you brought it home, and you weren't careful with it, and it became tamei, sarfina, so you gotta burn the whole thing. That's nina bira, and you burn it in the base of mikdash. Bira is the base of mikdash. Why by the base of mikdash? Because we want to reprimand the person that wasn't careful with his carbon, that he just let it lay astray and become tamei, and we kind of give him this embarrassment in front of everybody to show him he should have been more careful with the carbon Pesach. But it's interesting. So on one hand, we're giving him this musr, this rebuke, that he should have been more careful, and we do it openly. We burn it openly. But at the same time, me'atzei hamaracha. You use the wood from the altar, from the mizbeach. Why? Because not everyone could afford wood. Some people can't make a parnas and they can't afford wood. So you can't afford, you know, to purchase wood. We understand. You know, people could work hard and not make money, whatever the case is. So we'll give you the wood from the Mizbeach, right? We'll give you the basic mikdash's wood. But the fact you should have been more careful and not let this carbon become tummy, it's the carbon Pesach, and you weren't careful. For that, we have to put you up in the open so that you learn from your mistakes and don't do it again. So it's interesting how the Torah is accommodating to this person to rebuke him where he has to be rebuked, but be soft to him where he has to be soft. But what about nitma miyuta? If your carbon became just tummy and a minority part of it, so again, you brought your carbon, it was good, it was kosher, you came home, and then afterwards a minority of it became tummy. Or v'hanoisar. Noisar is the leftovers of a carbon Pesach. Generally, you know, anything that's left over, even if it's tar, it's pure. So the rule is you have to burn it. We don't just leave it around. We don't put it in the fridge. We have to burn it. So sarfana, so you burn it. Where would you burn these two cases of minority, the carbon becoming tame, or the nosar, bechasr sayin, in their courtyards? Oh, agago sayin, or on their roofs, me'atzi aspan, from their own wood. I mean, they don't have to go to the base of mikdash. They just burn in their courtyards or on their roofs, and they could use their own wood. It's, you know, it's not a problem. What about hatsai kanin, people that were very stingy, and they didn't want to use their own wood to burn, you know, the nosar or the basar that became tamei, just a minority portion of it. So the halacha is sarfan asolfin abira, you burn it by the base of mikdash, b'shvil lehanas me'atzei marach, in order that they could use the wood from the mizbeach. Meaning, the rules like this: if we just let them say, okay, you guys burn it on your own, they're not going to burn it because they're stingy. And what's going to happen? They may come to eat it. You're not allowed to eat tamei, which is a carbon, which is tamei from the carbon pesach, or nosar. You can't eat it. So we encourage them to come to the base of mikdash, use our wood from the mizbeach, and we'll let you burn it there. Even though this wood's not really meant for them, it's meant for kodesh, for hektish things, for holy things. The Beis Din made like a special tanai, a condition that, you know, if someone's stingy, and we have to get him to burn his nosar or his meat that became tamei and the minority part of it, we'll let him do it, you know, even with this holy wood, quote unquote, because we don't want him to come and eat it and do a further sin. So especially for these stingy people, we gave this window to come to the base of mikdash and use our wood in order that they burn it properly and it's not left around. Okay, and that concludes Mishnah Ches.